details of city planning and zoning often have a big impact on our neighborhoods. Right now, there's a controversy playing out in East Tucson about that. A state law that went into effect in August makes it harder for residents to force what is called a supermajority vote for rezonings. In this case, neighbors had gathered enough signatures on a petition to require 6 city councilors to approve rezoning, but now only 4 votes are needed. That translates to it being much easier for rezoning to pass and for a large grocery store to be built in an area that many residents don't want. Joining us now to explain more about the law and why this potential grocery store is so controversial is Tony Davis, a reporter with the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
So before we get into some of the broader issues, why is this grocery store causing so much heartburn in East Tucson?
Well, the proposed store site is directly adjacent to a number of houses on 1-acre lots. And, you know, people like that in general don't want higher density development near them, large commercial development. There's a lot of other grocery stores there in the area, although this is, you know, a lot of other residents want the store. It's a very typical kind of neighborhood dispute. The broader question about that is the fact that it's 1.8 miles west of Saguaro National Park East, and the Park Service has come out against the rezoning. They want stronger protections for the open space.
So talk a little bit about the law. This law, I know, is a state law, so this could really have implications with neighborhoods across the state. What was the zoning requirements before, and what are they now, the 4 and the 6? Explain that a little bit.
Well, if you, in the past, until this law passed, if your neighborhood group could round up protest signatures from 20% of the property owners adjoining the site on one side of the 4 sides surrounding the site, you could force a supermajority vote, which would require 6 members of a 7-member city council to approve it.
So, Tony, I'm going to interrupt just because it's numbers, and I want people, because this really is a big deal for neighborhoods. I go to a lot of meetings, and these are really passionate issues. So this law says now, in the past, I could have just had 20% of my neighbors in this area be opposed to something, and then I would go to the city council and say, I need a supermajority of you guys to say no to our faces. We don't want this.
Yeah, actually, you'd need a supermajority to say yes, just for it to be approved.
Gotcha. See why I need a clarification there, Tony?
Yeah, I understand. Unfortunately, zoning is not, sports news, okay? It's tough to dissect sometimes, yes.
So now I need more people.
Correct. You need to get 20% of all the neighbors surrounding the site on all 4 sides, and plus the area, what I call the universe from which you would draw the supermajority protests, is totally changed. The developer's proposed rezoning site is now part of the area that has to be part of the 20%. So can a 150-foot wide street or right-of-way is part of that land that you draw the 20% from, which makes it really, really difficult to get the supermajority protests, because no developer is going to sign a petition wanting to protest his own rezoning.
Yeah, that would really be news, wouldn't it? Hey, so I talked with somebody last week who's from another city, and this person has a planning background, and she said, you know what, this is designed to actually give majorities what they want. She said in the past that, you know, you could get a minority of people to really stop something that most people wanted. Is that how people in Tucson see it, or no?
Well, you know, that is definitely one perspective, and it's a perspective that a lot of planners and developers say. Neighbors feel it freezes them out of the picture, that if you live near something and you don't want it, it should be harder for a city to get it. I guess the theory behind that is, and I don't necessarily agree or disagree with this, is that if you don't fight for your own backyard, who will?
Tony, let's wrap it up in a minute or so. And this is a bigger question, so forgive me for not giving you a ton of time on this. But why are development controversies seemingly such a bigger deal in Tucson? What's going on down there in terms of, is it about available land? Is it about people being on different sides of the issues?
Well, there was another supermajority issue about 6 months ago here, and both of them were for developments that were very near Saguaro National Park. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of beautiful desert land here. No offense, but it's a little more biologically diverse than in Phoenix. Okay. And also, of course, Tucson is a more politically liberal city, so you have more of that protest mindset here. So between those two things, you know, it's just always been a hotter area for development controversy than anywhere else in the state.
Tony Davis, reporter with the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson. Tony, we won't take your comments personally. Thanks very much for the time. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much for your interest. It was an honor to be on here.
Well, thank you.
See ya.